From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal, and this week we're looking back at some of the funniest moments of the year so far, as provided by our panelists. There are some weeks when we feel blessed, when newsmakers seem to go out of their way to make our jobs easy. The third week of February of this year was one of those weeks, thanks to Vice President Dick Cheney and his hobby of bird hunting. Listen as we join the show at the beginning of a round of Carl Kasell's Countdown.
Well, Peter, first, there was a story in the news this week so complex, so multifaceted, it could only be captured by a medley.
Shot through the heart, up to the main, all I need is love, bad name.
I said, shoot it, boy, run.
I'm sorry.
So,
how about Chain, Chain, Chain?
Those songs encapsulated the arc of a riveting saga this week. What are we talking about?
I was hoping for a nice rendition of I Shot the Sheriff.
Yeah.
That's got to be Dick Cheney on his hunting spree.
Exactly right.
His hunting spree.
Cheney's got a gun. You know, it's been a tough week for the vice president.
Yeah, let's let him off the hook.
And now that the great South Texas lawyer cull is starting to fade into history.
If you don't let them hunt the lawyers, by the way, they'll overpopulate.
Exactly true. It's really better for them.
I think. It is.
It's more merciful.
It's humane.
They run out of clients. They
right.
starve to death.
It's a good thing.
I think. His recovery would have been speeded if they hadn't driven him to the hospital on the bumper of the car.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, well, enough of this. Enough of this. Right. We.
I'm not going to make any jokes about the whole thing. It's too easy. It's like shooting 78-year-old men.
The vice president shooting his friend in the face was just one of those gifts that kept on giving, as you will hear from the following week's show and a question to Paula Poundstone. Really, the only thing that this question had in common with the Cheney incident was that it took place in Texas and involved a politician. Paula, political candidates often brag about their resumes in the private sector. One Democratic candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, if elected, will bring to office the wisdom he gained while working as what?
A waiter.
No.
As a rich billionaire that doesn't have to do anything?
No.
As a wastrel heir?
In some ways, metaphorically at least, it's similar work to politics, except, of course, in his old job, he took contributions by the hour.
By the hour? Took contributions by the hour.
One could say that he was in the service industry.
Jeez.
Oh, he was a midnight cowboy guy?
If by that you mean was he in fact a prostitute, yes,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
He was. Tom Mallon was busted when somebody linked him to some old web pages advertising his services as a male escort. He says he regrets his past. He's changed since then. But further, he says, if elected, he'll do for his constituents in Dallas collectively what he used to do for customers individually.
Sure, a guy that lives in hope, you know?
Yeah.
Guy that can be, you have been a prostitute and now you decide you're going to run for office? I don't know.
Yeah, and then you've been busted for it and you're going to keep running? That's yeah. that's hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
You can shoot somebody and still be vice president. I think that...
No.
You can. That's fine.
You know what?
You can shoot someone and remain vice president.
I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
The victim has apologized. What more do you want?
It's true.
I am sorry that I interfered with your shot with my face and my heart.
His entire family felt bad about what they put the Cheneys through. His entire family.